One skeptic of any renewed chance for full-scale peace talks is Henry Siegman, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's also a former executive head of the American Jewish Congress. And in an article in the latest New York Review of Books, Siegman says that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has played a toxic role in the peace process, with no interest in creating a workable Palestinian state. Henry Siegman joins us by phone from Paris. And Mr. Siegman, I wonder if you could lay out your argument of why you think that Ariel Sharon is obstructionist, not an honest broker in this peace process.
He has avoided assiduously measures that he could have taken to encourage the beginning of a peace process. His goal has been, as the godfather of the settlement enterprise, to extend settlements so widely, to deepen them in the West Bank particularly, to a point where they become irreversible, and consequently prevents the emergence of a genuine Palestinian state. So the question that Israelis have to deal with and that U.S. policy has to confront now is whether the disappearance of Yasser Arafat changes the equation for Prime Minister Sharon and whether he thinks that the time has come for Israel to deal in a quite different way with the Palestinians, because in these new circumstances, his objectives have become difficult, if not impossible, to implement.
You fault the Bush administration for siding blindly with Ariel Sharon. Now, with the second term of the Bush administration, what would you have them do? What role should they be taking?
Well, I think first and foremost, the president must recognize, and indeed he has already said in a public statement that he does recognize, that there is now a new opportunity to return to a political process and to, therefore, to encourage the emergence of a Palestinian leadership that is committed to a nonviolent approach, and to do whatever is necessary to give them credibility by enabling them to show to their public that their approach can deliver and lead to an end to the occupation and to the creation not of cantons, isolated entities on the West Bank, but can lead to a genuine sovereign Palestinian state, which is the language used in the roadmap as the goal of the entire process.
With the visits of European foreign ministers to the region next week in hopes of reviving the peace process, are your hopes lifted in any way? Do you think maybe your skepticism may be unfounded? Maybe there's an opening here.
Well, I'm afraid skepticism is well-founded, although I would not preclude the possibility of new openings that may yet lead to a resumption of the peace process. And, of course, the important elements on which to base that kind of hope are, first, the removal of Arafat from the scene and the emergence of a new leadership that hopefully will achieve the credibility and the power that it needs to put an end to the near anarchy to be found in the occupied territories today. The disengagement from Gaza is a positive element if it can be used as a bridge to restart negotiations leading to disengagement from the West Bank as well. But only time will tell whether this optimism is well-grounded and can, in fact, lead to a change in policy.
Henry Siegman, thanks very much.
You are very welcome.
Henry Siegman directs the U.S. Middle East Project at the Council on Foreign Relations. He spoke with us from Paris. His article in the New York Review of Books is called Sharon and the Future of Palestine.